Over 3,000 people have been infected. They're confirmed. There are some reports up to 100,000 people could have been in contact and have the disease. But the figure is just over 3,000 for those who have been confirmed to have been infected. More than 80 have died. Large parts of China are effectively locked down. Countries are doing all sorts of things to try and pick up this disease as people travel around the world. The response from China of the lockdown, while necessary, is likely to have all sorts of global ramifications. One of those is probably going to be to our tourism industry. Felicia Mariani is the head of the Victorian Tourism Industry Council.
People do get very nervous about travel. I mean, look at what happened even with the bushfires. I mean, we didn't have fires in most of the places that people were going to travel to, but they stopped coming because, you know, of the, well, I guess the sensationalist images, really, that were beamed around the world about the bushfire. So there is the reality that the same thing could happen here. I think we just have to manage this as carefully as we possibly can. But it's very, very hard to predict how this issue is going to impact travel from other countries as well. What we've seen now with the bushfires is when the tourism season is really hurt, those communities are hurting. It's not just the tourism businesses, but it's the local petrol station, it's the chemist, it's the supermarket, the butcher. All of these people who relied on visitors coming into the region, they're all being affected. And I think that it's a sad lesson, but it is one I think that has really driven home that critical role that tourism plays in that economic viability of regional communities. So I think government is right to have a look at how do they continue to support through some of these tragedies, because the reality is it's not just tourism that is affected. Small business across the board is affected. The $46 million package that they announced yesterday was really focused on business generally, not just tourism. But let's remember that tourism businesses are, in fact, small businesses first, many of them micro businesses for that matter. So the relief that was offered in that package is welcome because it is focused on business relief, which many of the members and broader industry that we've spoken to said they desperately need. One of the key things so many people are worried about, Steve, is council rates are coming due next month. And I've talked to people who have had to pay out, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in deposits. They've had cancellations of anywhere from $125,000 to $200,000 worth of cancellations in the coming couple of months. And now they've got rates coming due as well. So this is a pretty scary time. And in the package yesterday, there was a $10 million a package that was afforded to local councils in the disaster-declared areas. And they are saying that it is up to the council discretion, but some of that money can be used for rate relief for businesses in the region. Now, we would be hoping and praying, quite frankly, that councils will use some of that money for rate relief because these people have no money to pay their rates. They've paid out more than they've taken in over the last month. And many of them are in a position, Steve, where they've told me they've got about maybe 4 to 6 weeks where they can sustain themselves off of their reserves, if you will. But without any access to emergency cash and without any kind of business relief along the lines of the package yesterday that was announced, so that's why it was so welcomed by us, they'll shut their door in 4 to 6 weeks. So while it's fabulous that we've got some terrific marketing campaigns happening and there has been a great uptake and a huge response by people across the country to realize they need to travel in their own backyard, the reality is by the time these people come back in what may be Easter, some of these businesses just won't make it, Steve.